What are you doing here?
I want to talk. It's a nice place.
Yeah, we're just in between interior designers.
Really?
No.
Oh, right. It's a joke. Betty, I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve what I put you through. I listen to all wrong people about a lot of things, and I have no one to blame but myself.
Well, I appreciate that, Daniel. But you're going to leave here, and you're going to take your town car back to your Soho loft, and I'm still going to be here, out of work, and dealing with problems that you'll never understand.
Try me. Betty, come on, we've all got problems.
Oh, and what are yours, Daniel? What restaurant you're going to eat at? Which model you're going to sleep with? Try spending the day on the phone with some crappy HMO, getting them to cover your dad's prescriptions, or try lining up a job, any job, because you have to help pay the rent next month.
Look, I lost a brother a while back. He was a good one in our family, and I've never quite measured up. But I am trying. Betty, I could never compare my problems to yours, but they're mine. Nothing's ever easy. I saw the layout you made for Fabia.
You did?
I thought it was very smart and beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I want to take your ideas to Fabia, giving you credit, of course. I really want you to come back. Be my assistant. I promise you, things will be different.
Daniel, I really have to think about that.
Well, you have tonight. Otherwise, I'll probably be out of a job as well.